A ban on TikTok is getting more likes on Capitol Hill. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The House is expected to take up a bill this week that could effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. if the Chinese company that owns it, ByteDance, doesn't sell off the social media platform. U.S. intelligence agencies have said there is a close connection between ByteDance and China's government and that this poses a national security threat. And cracking down on the platform has rare and growing bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
A bill targeting TikTok owner ByteDance is gaining momentum. It cleared a key House committee and could pass a floor vote this week, a last-minute attempt by TikTok to change the outcome by urging its 170 million users to call Congress, apparently backfired. The bill also has support in the Senate, though it's not clear whether it has the 60 votes necessary. Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, a Republican and a Democrat, have led the effort in the Senate to change TikTok's ownership. In a CBS interview over the weekend, Warner focused on worries that China could use TikTok to influence Americans.
Would the United States ever allow China to buy CBS? I don't think they would.
Rubio emphasized potential threats to Americans' data.
As long as ByteDance engineers in China control the algorithm, they have to have access to American data to make it work.
TikTok has said that it does not share data with Chinese authorities and would refuse to do so if asked. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, we find out what inflation did in February from the Labor Department. The past few months have shown core inflation being stubborn, prices rising each month a little more than would be comfortable. But on the bright side, things have been improving if you compare recent months to the previous year. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin.
The Fed is watching inflation closely. We've had some firmer than expected inflation readings in the last couple of months. And people are expecting another firmer reading for February. Now, some price increases take effect at the start of the year. That's what we're seeing. The actual annual measure of core inflation is expected to keep improving, but it means the Fed isn't going to be in a rush to cut interest rates.
The road to low inflation is, as several Fed officials have said, going to be bumpy.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Over the past few weeks, we've been profiling the Prairie View A&M University's marching band, the Marching Storm, led by director of bands Timmy Zachary. Today, we hear from the students about their experience in the band and how band is helping their career prospects.
Hello, my name is Isaiah Pierre. I am a senior. My major is business marketing and administration, and I hold the highest position in the band, which is band captain.
Hi, my name is Luz Guzman. I am a freshman at Prairie View A&M. My major is nursing, and I play the piccolo.
My first time ever seeing Prairie View was in August of the Houston National Battle of the Bands in 2019. There was a band playing, and PV just was like, okay, this is enough. Yeah, keep on playing it for like the past 5 minutes. And they just played on top of them. Honestly, I got chills. I was like, okay, this is just a different level of pettiness, you know? Me, I love being petty. Just that moment, I was like, yup. I love that. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna roll with that. And so PV was just, it was just my main choice.
I saw that performance and it also gave me chills. It showed that the marching band, the Marching Storm, exemplifies their ability to have confidence and just to, you know, get a little wild. You know what I'm saying? It was the wild factor for me because I've never seen a band do that. they're playing, and then here comes PV with this powerhouse tune fanfare that they have and just shuts down the entire stadium. During halftime, you know, a lot of people, that's with your popcorn, your hot dog, your drink time. During halftime here at Prairie View, everyone is in their seats. Their eyes are fixated on the field to see what the Marching Storm is going to do next.
Many of us just love to play these tunes and interact with the crowd. Interacting with the crowd is like one of the best feelings that we ever have, especially when they sing along or they just vibe along with us.
A lot of people have their own, I guess you could say, skewed view on HBCUs. They try to put down historically black colleges. The stigma that people put on HBCUs because of what they come from historically is what I'm trying to break.
It's just every day. There's like no days of like, you know, where we stop. No, we always continue. 5 hours of hard work and practice just for like a 10 or 8 minute show. Sometimes even 16.
A lot of these things you can take off into your real world career, because it applies to everything. Regardless of what anybody will say, it applies to everything. Being able to work in a team, that applies to business majors, criminal justice majors, nursing majors, biochemical majors, all types of things. You know what I'm saying? Being able to be in a business setting still applies to every major, because it's life. And that is what Dr. Zachary and his staff is teaching us. Not only how to be a better band, but also how to be able to live your life.
That was Isaiah Pierre and Luz Guzman of the Marching Storm at Prairie View A&M University. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.